from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, there are escalating concerns about dengue fever after dozens of cases have been confirmed in New Jersey. While most infected will experience flu-like symptoms, the virus can cause severe bleeding, shock, and death in some individuals. All the infected from New Jersey got it traveling overseas. The good news is that it cannot be transmitted by human contact, only through mosquitoes. And the mosquito that typically transmits it, it is not typically found in New Jersey. Worldwide, health officials say there are nearly 10 million cases of dengue, double what we saw last year. While testifying before the Senate Banking Committee Tuesday, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell signaled that due to the promising signs that the labor market has continued to slow, the central bank is likely inching closer to a long-awaited interest rate cut.
It doesn't seem likely that the next policy move would be a rate increase. We don't take things like that off the table, but that does not seem the likely direction. The likely direction does seem to be in, as we make more progress in inflation and as the labor market remains strong, we begin to loosen policy at the right moment.
The next Federal Reserve meeting is at the end of the month, where they're expected to keep rates for the time being. Rates haven't been adjusted since July 2023. A former administrative assistant for an Ocean County engineering firm has admitted to stealing nearly $179,000 from the company. The former employee, 51-year-old Donna Carlo Tanzola of Manahawkin, admitted she took checks payable to the firm, Horn, Tyson, and Yoder, deposited them into her personal bank account, and used the money for her own personal expenses. One of North Jersey's biggest cities is trying to spruce up its streets. Patterson Mayor Andre Saya says the Patterson is Picking Up initiative is the answer. A cleaning crew is part of the ongoing effort to pick up trash along the city's six wards commercial spaces. Solar-powered trash receptacles have also been installed that alert the Department of Public Works when full.
We want our business districts to be more inviting, more enticing. So what do people want to see? They want a clean area and they want a safe area.
And the mayor says the boots-on-the-ground approach is essential for its success. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will we get a break from the heat soon? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We're still tracking two substantial pushes of rain in the forecast. One line of broken showers and thunderstorms tonight, and then several pockets of rain coming into play on Friday. That system could dump an inch or two of much-needed rain over New Jersey, and it'll temporarily cool things down to the 70s and 80s. So, a shower or thunderstorm this evening could produce brief downpours and gusty winds. Lows only dip into the mid-70s. Tomorrow, humidity will scale back a bit. We'll see hazy sunshine. It'll still be hot with highs around 90. Friday, pockets of rain, heavy at times. It'll be cloudy and cooler for one whole day. Highs in the lower 80s. We shoot right back into the 90s again this weekend. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Currently, it is 89 in Belvedere, and Old Bridge, Burlington both have 92 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Master Attic. Are you hearing noises in your attic, or do you smell something coming up from your crawl space? Yuck! You need Master Attic. They do it all. Seal off rodent entry points, remediate any damaged insulation, and install new insulation. Go to masterattic.com, or you can call them at 800-285-4009.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.